Proclamation number 3392 of 4th of January, 1945. Will of God and will of the adversary. Chaos. God's will is not respected by people, but their own will comes to the fore, and if it does not subordinate itself to divine will, it is opposed to it. But a will which opposes God will also carry out deeds which are sinful before God, because they lack all love. For only the human being whose will is turned towards God and who therefore only accepts God's will work in love. God only wants what is good, and every human being who strives to be good also submits himself to God's will. Yet God's opposing power always and constantly seeks to gain influence over the human being. It seeks to revolt his will against God, so that the human being's own will permeates and he refrains from good actions and instead carries out God-opposing actions. The more influence people give to God's adversary, the less they will comply with divine will, and then the state of being distant from God will become very apparent, for people's actions will be without love. And where love is not, there God cannot be either. Where his will is not respected, there is no love, and where love is not, there is also no knowledge, no wisdom and no light. People must submit to God's will if they want to mature spiritually and come to the light of realization, for God's will is also the divine law which may not be contravened if the soul is not to suffer harm. For the transgression of any law entails detrimental consequences, just as the lawgiver has the power to punish a transgression. But people no longer recognize God's power and therefore act unquestioningly against his will. Since God's will is paired with wisdom, the God opposing will lacks all wisdom. Thus the consequences must be a chaotic state, disorder, decay and finally destruction. The divine will builds up, but the God opposing will destroys. It is placed into the human being by God's adversary, who therefore uses the human being to destroy because he lacks the power to do so. And therefore his constant endeavor is to turn the human being's will away from God and to determine him to disregard divine will, so that the human being will then carry out what violates divine order. And thus he has exerted the greatest influence on people so that they use every opportunity to destroy creations. The human being is in bondage to him. He has no will of his own but completely surrenders it to him. He only carries out what completely contradicts God's will. They are not deeds of love but of envy and hatred. God's will no longer be respected and the consequences will inevitably occur. God will let people act unhindered until they themselves have carried out the work of destruction to such an extent that it will rebound on people. Until the chaos has become so great that people themselves perish in it. For the will of God signifies divine order, and a contravention has an inconceivably detrimental effect on earth and far more so in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.